Okay. Thank you. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the June 15th meeting of the American Rescue Plan Act Special Committee. It is 5:02 and we are called to order. Could you call the roll, please, Clerk Feaster?
Criswell.
Here.
Corcoran.
Here.
Levine.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Sperry.
Here.
All present.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I do think tonight's going to be a quick meeting, so we'll get to it. Can I have a, we don't have anything we need to approve, right? We're not going to approve minutes until next time. Great, that's perfect. Could I have a motion to discuss resolution 289?
Motion.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so let me just catch you up to my conversations with Legislator Stewart. So this did not pass Public Works. There was a suggestion in Public Works that this be reduced to $2 million rather than $5 million. And I think Legislator Stewart was contemplating that, but really interested in having this funded at the higher level. So he's rethinking right now. I think he's thinking about talking to the exec team and seeing if maybe it could be something that's actually funded on the exec side of it. So it's in a little bit of flux right now. So what I said to him was, rather than have him come and present a whole resolution that we don't know where it's going, we're just going to take no action on this again. We'll put it on hold until he gets his ducks in a row, comes back to us. So this will be back on our agenda probably next meeting, depending on where it's at. Anybody have any further thoughts on that, or is that fine with everybody? Great, all right.
I'm fine with it, yeah. I thought the amount was a little excessive myself, but I'll go along with it.
Legislator Levine.
Yes, thanks, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, in terms of what Legislator Corcoran just said, you know, so my understanding would be if we took this up at the requested value, that would deplete more than half of what we have remaining, correct? I just want to make sure that my numbers are right.
That's correct. You know, there are still things that will be adjusted out as actual costs play out, but roughly we're at 9.5 million and that would be 5 million. So you're right, that would be more than half. Yeah, so I think it's actually a good thing for him to rethink that, especially since this was not really on our priorities list as we kind of realigned our priorities. So I think rethinking that is probably a good idea. Okay, great. So I'm just gonna, we're just gonna not take any action on this one and we will see when it reappears on our agenda. Could I have a motion to discuss resolution 290, please?
I'll move it.
In a second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So this, correct me if I'm wrong now, this passed health except for one vote?
That's correct.
Correct. And it passed ways, it was held in Ways and Means. What happened in Ways and Means?
It was postponed by...
It was postponed. Okay, thank you. So it was postponed in Ways and Means.
By 1 week, yep.
I'm sorry?
Postponed by 1 week.
By 1 week. Okay, so postponed by 1 week. And I know that there were several questions that came out of that. So I would like to actually give the floor to Deputy Executive Contreras to talk about those questions and kind of fill us in on what the conversation was and sort of where we're at with answering of those questions. That's all right with you.
Sure. Yep. That sounds good.
Excellent. Thank you.
So the questions that came out of Ways and Means were, I think there were three main ones. The first one was Chair Walter was concerned about a potential gap in services for the fall of, not this fall, but the fall of next year, if we weren't going to put this into the FY23 budget. Sort of how would it take us beyond if this was a one-year contract from September to September, what would then happen from September to December? So Commissioner McDonald and I went back and looked at the proposal, and we actually clarified that the proposal was $1 million for 18 months. But we do want to, where we would want to work, if this is approved, to like right-size the budget with the provider and make sure that the salaries are competitive. I know everybody has concerns about us being able to actually find social workers to fill these positions. So we would want to probably right-size some of those salaries and just make sure that some of the other costs don't need to be adjusted. Like fuel has gone up since they've put in this proposal. So due to all of that, I think we would probably be able to stretch the funding over 15 months, but needless, like long story short, this would take us through 2023. So there wouldn't be a gap in services. And then we could then figure out what to do for the 2024 budget next year.
Thank you.
So that was that piece. Another question I think that Legislator Gavaris raised was, if we do have difficulty hiring, how would we then go about choosing which districts would participate and which wouldn't? And so we were discussing this today, Tara and I, and what we would want to do is figure out a way of sharing the services so that we would still touch every district. And that would be a conversation with the school districts based on what resources they have and what their needs are to be able to figure out basically a schedule and a staffing pattern so that everybody would still, all the districts would still be able to participate as opposed to working with some and not others.
That's great. Could I just interrupt for 1 second? If sure. You're not speaking, could you please mute yourself? We're having some sort of background noise happening now. Thank you.
And then the last piece was Chair Bartels asked to see the specific proposal. I think she was asking because I'm not sure, but she might think that this proposal has already been awarded, but it hasn't yet. So we're trying to just get the policy approval. And then at that point, we would do the negotiation with provider and then come back to you all for approval on the contract next month with the, and then you'd be able to see the proposal at that point. So those were the three biggest questions from Ways and Means.
Great, thank you very much. I also wanted to just reiterate the scoring for this from the committee. So the overall score was a grand total of 72%. Goals and mission hit 63%, equity distribution 87%, community impact 74%, and financial management 36%. So it in the life of all the scores that we're doing, this is on the higher end of the scores. And I'm just going to insert a personal note here, which I don't usually do, but I feel a real sense of urgency for getting mental health programs in our schools. You know, we've seen such a rise in violence with young people. And I just feel like we should be doing everything we can to be identifying young people who need intervention. And I just feel like there are some questions about specific details that I think we can be working out. But I just feel like this is an urgent matter, and I feel personally that this is really appropriate for ARPA funds to support. So I don't usually take the personal soapbox, but I feel strongly about this. So I'd love to open this up to questions from other legislators or comments from other legislators on the committee. Legislator Sperry.
Thank you, Chair. I know one of the questions that came up yesterday in Ways and Means was, you know, we obviously want this to be a sustainable program and we want it to run for years to come. And I know that that was one of the questions, you know, obviously we're planting a seed, but we want to grow a tree, right? And I know, Joanna, that you had said that there will be money, other funding sources. And I'm just wondering if, you know, sustainably, like what we could be applying for, like down the road. I know that there's different types of grants and funds that come up year to year, depending on budgets and need and all of that. But is there anything right now on your radar that you think would be able to supplement this?
Yeah, so the main thing that we are tracking now is the bipartisan deal that seems to be coming through at the federal level at the Senate, which they've said, at least according to the framework, that it'll include additional funding for mental health supports in schools specifically. So we'll be tracking that. I'm pretty sure there's definitely an RFP that's open at the state level now for mental health in schools, but I'd have to double check on how many years that is for. But so we would look for every opportunity at either the state or the federal level. And then if not, we could always have a conversation about also putting county funding toward it for 2024.
Thank you. Other legislators on the committee? Legislator Levine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for a comment and a question. First, the comment, I would join you on that soapbox in terms of thinking that right now, especially, is a time. I mean, mental health in schools, I think, is always a priority, but I think especially coming out of COVID, it's really taken a toll on a lot of people, students and staff. And I think that right now, ARPA money is most certainly, appropriate to be used for the issues that COVID has raised in schools relating to mental health. So I most certainly agree with you on that point. So I will happily join you on that soapbox. My question to the deputy county executive just would be in terms of, I know obviously what was budgeted here in terms of, the number of teams and their kind of geographic reach that they were kind of anticipating to be covering. It's a bit of a related question to what Legislator Sperry was talking about in terms of future funding opportunities and in terms of long-term funding of this program. Has it been gamed out to see if there's a greater need than what is kind of anticipated, what's been budgeted already, if it's found to be of a higher need, more staff needed, is there kind of a contingency on that in the proposal?
That's a great question. So we would start to have that dialogue with the school districts. And one of the things that Dr. Corey, who's a superintendent at BOCES, has mentioned to me was that all the school districts have increased their capacity as well during the school day for psychologists and social workers. So I think this would be the bridge between the school and the home and the ability to provide the youth with services in their community. But I think between what we're doing with the county and what the school districts are doing, hopefully that would meet any increased need that there is. But so we haven't specifically gamed out any like funding option if there turns out to be even more need than there is, but this is a pretty big scope to begin with, just in the sense of having 10 people dedicated. Sorry I'm not sure if I answered your question, but I think it's a good point to kind of just keep in mind.
Most certainly did. I appreciate the answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other legislators on the committee? Any other legislators on the call? All right, hearing none, I'm gonna actually bring this to a vote. So all in favor of this resolution, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The resolution passes unanimously. Excellent. Thank you for that. And thank you again for your work on this, Deputy Executive Contreras. Really
important. Thanks so much. Thank you all. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Moving along. New business. Let's see, do we have any forthcoming resolutions or new business? Hold on a second. I don't see anything forthcoming, but there's several old business, there's several resolutions in old business that I just want to remind us of things that we've been talking about that kind of have floated away, and I want to bring them back into our view so that we're remembering what we've been talking about. So the projects that I have listed, and Deputy Executive Kelly, please remind me of anything that I don't have on my list here if I miss something. But I have the food securities contractual agreement with Cornell Cooperative Extension at $350,000. Two community kitchens, which we have budgeted right now at $500,000. We're talking about the Main Streets program that was presented to us by Tim Wiedemann, and that's at $2 million. We're talking about the green home retrofit and workforce development that was presented to us by Dennis Doyle, and that's $1 million. And I have a note that since this program was proposed as 3 years, $1 million annually in the adopted 22 to 27 capital improvement program. Are there any, and then there's a few legislative priorities that we haven't been presented yet, which is we had a couple other ideas in workforce development programming, and then some further funding for municipalities. We had talked about some generators or traffic, supporting traffic safety, I believe it was. Is there anything that I'm missing that anybody's remembering that we had been talking about? Yes, Legislator Nolan.
Thank you. Yes, we brought to you in conceptual form, but haven't presented a request formally yet for assistance for farmers in Ulster County.
Correct. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, I was actually really inspired by that conversation. I had a conversation with Deputy Executive Kelly, which kind of was talking about, it was like the circle of life conversation sort of thing, where we talked about the growing of the food, the getting the food to the production of it, and then distribution of it. So really, you know, how do we close that whole circle so that we can be supporting all of those three kind of rungs of that food cycle production? Legislator Levine.
Yes, thanks, Mr. Chairman. In relation to, I guess, the circle of life, the food production, my understanding was at least proposed about the meat processing facility, correct? That's still potentially on the table as well. A different part of the food cycle, but a food cycle nonetheless.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Amber, are you jotting these down somewhere? Perfect. So I just want to make sure that we don't have any great ideas that get lost in the mix. And I want to actually kind of accelerate some of these so we can get them into form where we can actually look at them, question them, and get them into resolution form so we can vote on them and move them forward. So Deputy Executive Kelly, you're awful quiet tonight. Are you in another meeting right now with us?
No, Chair. I am fully present. So I think that I have a meeting with Legislator Nolan, Jake, and Nate from our team to discuss the farms program. So that'll be happening in short order. And I guess the parks program that Legislator Stewart was discussing, I know in Ways and Means and it was Public Works, where they discussed the potential for paring down the program to see if that would be more to other legislators' liking. So I have talked to him about that, and I don't know if it's there yet, but I think that there's something conceptually there. I would also say part of what these funds have been for, and I think Joanna highlighted it with the program for mental health in schools, is I know that we've all been very much focused on the resiliency and building for the future aspect, but there is a recovery aspect of these funds, and it was intended to kind of mitigate the short-term impacts of the pandemic. Mental health in schools, I think, is one of those important programs where kids, especially I would say in middle school, have really felt the trauma that came along with being isolated for 2 years. I also think that one of the resolutions that's forward, Legislator Erner put forward, is an interesting concept of looking at our transit system and who our transit system serves. So part of the research that we're doing on the resolution. We have certain FDA rules, we have certain state rules regarding our funding and our fare box, but I just don't know if maybe there's an opportunity for using ARP funds, or it could be other county funds, to also look at the issue that he's highlighted. So I guess there are a lot of good lists out there, and I think that I'm hoping that we're still open to another good idea if a legislator or somebody from the community or from even the exec's office comes up with something that with respect to the $9.5 million we have left, that maybe there is something that does arise over the next few months or so.
I think we're open to all good ideas until the balance is zero.
That works for me.
You know, and I know that we are also in conversation about, as it shakes out with real costs, what's then left. So I think that there will be a moment where we're like, oh, there's an extra bit of money. Let's revive one of these that we weren't able to fund previously and see if we can maybe bring that back. I'm sure there'll be those kind of conversations that happen. Legislator Sperry, I saw you had your hand up.
Yeah, I was just going to give an update on the meat processing conversation, because I've been sitting on those meetings, and basically we're just looking at a lot of different options. There was a presentation given by a private business that wants to move into Ulster County, but not doing the slaughter portion. The slaughter portion would be taking place in another county. And then they're looking for real estate in Ulster County to do like packing and shipping, more as like a distribution center, which is helps, you know, but it's not like the answer that Legislator Litz is looking for. So we reconvened last week and we talked about some other options. So it's still a conversation that's going. I have no idea how much money we would need, if we need any money, but we are working on it. And then I did have a few different conversations with some of my colleagues in the legislature and also at Cornell about supporting our farms, either through purchasing CSAs or doing some type of synergy where we're also supporting the farms, but also getting food to folks that need it, right? So I would love to continue that conversation. Legislator Hewitt and I have been talking a lot about food sovereignty. And so we want to kind of like tease that idea out a little bit more, but I feel like it's definitely a priority. So we'll see how we can get there.
Thank you. Any other legislators have thoughts on projects or things that I missed in this conversation, our list of things that we've been talking about? Yes, Legislator Green.
Thank you. I just want to be sure I'm not on mute.
You're fine.
Okay. first of all, I would like to support the discussion about farming and encourage where it's appropriate a mix of solar lawn farms so that the farms have income but can continue to farm by putting the solar on more marginal land, and that income can help farmers to keep farming the really prime farmland, the best farmland on their property. But the reason I raised my hand is that I've been bringing up the project that is for energy retrofits for low and moderate income households as a pilot that would include workforce development, workforce training for the thousands, and I think it may be hundreds of thousands of buildings that are going to need to be retrofitted to meet the state's goals of emission reduction and, in this case, emission reduction in the case of agrovoltaics, renewable energy generation. But Dennis Doyle, Director Doyle, did a really excellent presentation, but I haven't seen any paperwork. I also remember him saying that the project was 350,000, and today I heard 1 million, and without paperwork or backup. So I would like to request from whoever is appropriate. I don't know whether it's Mr. Kelly, or I have written to Director Doyle. I haven't heard back, and several other people have. And I believe me, I understand how busy the planning department is. But I would like to understand the process to get that project reviewed and ranked and get it moving before the money runs out.
Thank you. I believe Deputy Executive Kelly has a...
Chris Kelly may have a direct...
Yeah. We plan on... So Dennis gave an informal presentation, and he's going to make a more formal presentation. And we do plan on submitting a resolution. So I believe it's going to be for July, but I'll follow up with Mr. Doyle on that one.
Great. Thank you for that update. I appreciate that. Thank you, Legislator Green, for your...
Would you get...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll make sure you're in the loop.
I would like to request that somebody.
Yeah, I'll reach out, Legislator Green.
Great. Thank you very much. Anybody else have anything? Yes, Legislator Erner.
Oops. Okay. Thank you, Chair Criswell. I love Legislator Green's reminder about the creative and necessary economic and environmental justice-oriented uses of farmland. I'd love to be in on Legislator Sperry's conversations with Legislator Hewitt about food sovereignty and other aspects of farming that you've been talking about with Legislator Litz. And I'd just like to thank Deputy Executive Kelly as well. That's a great idea. I would love that we could use ARPA funds to pilot the zeroing out of fares on UCAD as we figure out other creative ways that we're going to need to do that if we want to do that. I wonder if we might not, and it would only cost, probably we could do for about $1 million, 3 years of fare holiday, something like that, if with FTA approval and all the other things we would need to do. I wonder if we could even do a pilot of some of the other things we've talked about needing in order to service the mass transit needs better. Like I know we need drivers, some kind of training pilot program for BOCES, the community college, and our other educational institutions to train, recruit, and if there is enough driving right now, maybe just pilot introducing some routes. Think about creative partnerships with other carriers that may that serve our county. We know Trailways goes a lot of places in the county, but it's not really affordable in general, the fares. That's about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I just want to urge legislators, if you have ideas, get them to paper, get budgets, you know, make the rubber hit the road here, because 9.5 million is going to go. So we need to see an actual proposal and be able to question it and move it back and forth. So I just encourage you to take those great ideas and move them forward. So, all right. If I don't see any other hands, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn. Look at that, 5:31.
There's another hand, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, who's the hand?
Nate.
Nate, I didn't see your hand. I'm sorry. Hi, Nate.
I put it up right at the last minute. I just wanted to share, this is dovetailing off of Legislator Erner. It's only preliminary research, but our team has looked a little bit into the... a resolution for no fares, and I think it might be helpful for the committee. There is, I did see in Boston, they started something in March of this year for 2 years of no fares. And there's some press releases out there about that. And I thought that was very interesting. I think also, you know, diving into the rules, like it would be very interesting to look at data on ridership, for example. So those are just two areas, maybe seeds to be planted as we discuss this and figure this out, that I think could be very helpful to this.
That's great. And if you'd like to share those articles, I'm sure the committee would like to read them. If you could pass those over to Clark Feaster and she'll send them our way. All right, now for real, last call. Legislator Nolan?
Just a quick add-on that. Thank you, Chair Criswell. Sure. I am interested in those holidays for fares, if that's the best we can do. But I think we should strive to do something that would be sustainable, that we can build into the system, that the FTA is happy with, so we don't lose funding from federal sources or state sources inadvertently. It's past time for us to do that work. So I really appreciate Legislator Erner pushing us to really pick it up and do it. And I think that the ARPA funding might be a very good transition. Again, the idea of maybe a pilot program, but it should be a pilot for something that could continue. And one of the things that might help us is the possibility of selling month-long or some longer-term passes that we could then maybe, I'm thinking maybe partner with some nonprofit organization or organizations in the county who could cover that cost, and we can then report that as ridership. So as this team is trying to put together the request, I'd love to be a part of those conversations, and that's the direction that I think might be helpful. I know that the county already does provide some of those month-long passes to people who are in the mental health system or served by programs in the county, and so I would be hopeful that we might be able to build on those programs.
Thank you for that valuable input. Appreciate that. All right, Legislator Nolan, I think you had the last word there. So I would like to thank you again for your attention, and I would call for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
In a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great evening.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Take care.